Maharaj Parikit was a realist, like the bees who accept only the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must actually be performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The age of Kali is called the fallen age. In this fallen age, because the living beings are in an awkward position, the Supreme Lord has given some special facilities to them. So by the will of the Lord, a living being does not become a victim of a sinful act until the act is actually performed. In other ages, simply by thinking of performing a sinful act, one used to become a victim of that act. On the contrary, a living being in this age is awarded with the results of pious acts simply by thinking of them. Maharaj Parikit, being the most learned and experienced king by the grace of the Lord, was not unnecessarily envious of the personality of Kali, because he did not intend to give him any chance to perform any sinful act. He protected his subjects from falling prey to the sinful acts of the age of Kali, and at the same time, he gave full facility to the age of Kali by allotting him some particular places. At the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that even though all nefarious activities of the personality of Kali are present, there is a great advantage in this age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thus, Maharaj Parikit made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the Lord's holy names, and thus he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. It is for this advantage only that the great sages sometimes wish all good for the age of Kali. In the Vedas also, it is said that by discourse on Lord Krishna's activities, one can get rid of all the disadvantages of the age of Kali. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said that by the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord becomes at once arrested within one's heart. These are some of the great advantages of the age of Kali, and Maharaj Parikit took all the advantages and did not think any ill of the age of Kali, true to his Vaishnavite cult.